Okay, so in this last sitting period of our day, I'd like to do some metta practice, loving kindness practice. And this particular style of metta practice is sometimes called radiating metta. And in the sutta, the Buddha, different suttas, the Buddha instructed us to abide in kindness and friendliness in different directions, in front, to the right, behind, the left, above and below, and to abide pervading the entire earth with friendliness. And so rather than specific categories, this is how we'll do it today. And it's not a doing, but more an allowing. So just whatever feels right to you. And some people, sometimes, if it doesn't feel possible, or if no radiation seems to be happening for you, have a sense of receiving from everyone else. So trust what feels right to each of us, both radiating and receiving, or one or the other. So let's find a comfortable posture. Relaxed. At ease. And inviting in a sense of friendliness, well-being. If you like, you might imagine or sense beings in your life that love you, radiating towards you their wish for your well-being. And then to sense above and around you wise spiritual beings, perhaps ancestors, radiating unconditional love. And just allowing yourself to receive these wishes for well-being into your whole being. May I receive the deepest well-being, happiness, ease, just as I am. And then bringing your attention in to the heart center. And connecting again with a sense of warmth, kindness, caring in the heart. It might be just a tiny flame of caring. Or you might be able to feel it spreading in the chest. Now allow this wish, this feeling for well-being, to spread through the front of the body, from the heart, as though the whole of the front of the body could be bathed in metta, friendliness, goodwill, flowing through the tissues and muscles, and out through the skin. Just allowing this, you don't have to do anything. It may be that it just stays inside your body today, or it might flow out beyond into the space in front, Allow it to go as far as it seems to. That all the beings in this direction might receive friendliness, well-being, caring. And then returning to the heart center and allow the metta to flow through the right side of the body. The body relaxed, not trying in any way, just seeing what happens. May the right side of the body be filled with friendliness, goodwill, caring. The bones and tissues, muscles, and out through the skin. As far as it seems to go, right now, all the beings to the right, that they too may be free from harm, free from ill will, that they might live in peace and safety. Returning to the center and allowing the metta to flow through the back of the body. The whole of the back of the body. Through the chest and the back. Bones and muscles, ligaments, skin, bathed in metta, friendliness, caring, and out into the space beyond, as far as it seems to go. And all the beings in this direction, may they be free from hatred or ill will, free in all ways. May they know peace and safety. And now back to the center and to the left. The left side of the body filled, perfused with metta. Radiating through the skin, out into the space beyond. All the beings in this direction, receiving friendliness, caring. May they be safe in all ways. Returning to the center and now radiating up through the chest, the heart, the lungs, up through the neck, into the head, bathing the brain, and out through the skull, including the face, eyes, ears, and mouth. Radiating up all the beings of the skies, allowing it to spread this metta as far as it seems to right now. And now returning to the center and radiating below through the abdomen, pelvis, hips, down the legs and feet, the entire lower body filled, pervaded with metta. And down into the earth, all the beings of the earth. Outward and unbounded, freed from hatred or ill will. Radiating kindness over the entire earth. Spreading upwards to the skies, downward to the depths. Unbounded to all as to ourselves. No part, no being left out. Resting like this for a few moments. There may be individuals, beings in your life that you'd like to name to yourself. And sense them receiving kindness, caring, compassion. And connecting. Perhaps there's a particular difficulty you've been experiencing today. May all of us who feel this particular difficulty right now be held in compassion. May all of us who are feeling despair or hopelessness be held in compassion. Who are feeling fear or grief, held, supported in compassion. May all those of us who've experienced loss recently, of a friend, of a family member, be held in compassion. Sangha member, Chris Fox, whose mother died today, who would have been on this retreat with partner Arlene, held in compassion. All beings everywhere experiencing losses, held in compassion. And in the same way that we radiate metta and compassion, we can radiate out mudita, joy in the joy of others. May all beings know happiness, well-being today. May all of us right now know happiness. And equanimity, allowing this too to radiate out. May all of us know balance with things as they are, with life as it is. May we all know deeply in our hearts love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And I'll end with this. It's a dedication of merit from some people at One Earth Sangha that I really like. May all places be held sacred. May all beings be cherished. May all injustices of oppression and devaluation be fully righted, remedied, healed. May all wounds to forests and rivers, deserts and oceans be restored to bountiful health. May all beings everywhere delight in whale song, bird song, and sky. May all beings everywhere abide in peace and well-being, awaken and be free.